Welcome back to my podcast, Gabriella Uncensored. Today I will be talking to the Chandler Kelly about his new show. Interestingly enough, it's about aliens and things like that. I'm so excited to find new things about this, and I hope you're even more excited.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm more than excited, as well as the audience should be.
So, there's been a lot of buzz about your new show that's coming out soon. Can you tell the audience what it's about?
Of course. My new show, named Alien Adventures, will be coming exclusively to Netflix on June 10th.
Oh wow, that's coming up soon, huh?
Yeah, the show has given me a platform to truly showcase my curious mind and my view of aliens.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah, and it's also all about aliens, which you may have guessed. Every episode showcases a different half of a planet with extremely different aliens and conditions. Every episode is fresh and new, and shows just how much conditions would affect how aliens live and look.
It certainly sounds interesting. What are your expectations as far as success and popularity?
You know, that's a very good question. In all honesty, I'm unsure how it'll be perceived by the community at first.
Well, I know for sure that I will absolutely love it. Oh, I'm such a geek for conspiracy theories and things like that.
I'm glad you love it. I kind of have a feeling that some people may shoot it down instantly and call it stupid and dumb and all that nonsense. However, I strongly feel that the people who do watch it will never want to stop. The content is super compelling and fresh throughout the whole season. I believe once people start to watch it, the number of viewers will increase tremendously within a month.
I'm wishing you the best of luck with your show. I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, so bear with me. But what exactly has you so fascinated about aliens in space?
I've heard countless stories and seen countless shows, movies, and other media involving aliens have interested me greatly.
I can totally relate to that.
Right? They're so intriguing to me. They also all put the idea of aliens near the front of my mind, but what really got me going was when I watched the show Conspiracy Theories on Netflix, similar to my show. There's a very fascinating episode on there about aliens that instantly impacted my perspective on them.
It was really that interesting to you?
Oh, for sure. I was hooked after the first 2 minutes, if I'm being honest.
So, after watching that episode, what has reinforced your belief in alien existence?
You know, there are numerous reasons why I'm so confident in the existence of extraterrestrial life forms. Everyone knows the universe is very large, and off the top of my head, I bet I can blow everyone in the audience away with just facts. For starters, the universe is about 90 light years wide. If you didn't know, light years is approximately 6 trillion miles. There are 100 galaxies in the universe, each containing around 1 trillion stars. This means that there are 10,000 stars for every grain of sand. To me, these numbers are mind-boggling, and they were off the top of my head.
They're mind-boggling to me, too.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that. And another thing is that the universe is far too gigantic for aliens to not exist in just one place other than Earth. Not only is the universe gigantic, it's also extremely old.
Interesting. So, just how old is the universe?
The universe is older than anyone can really imagine. In fact, Earth is about 4.5 billion years old. The universe is said to be around 14 billion years old, but nobody's 100% sure on that because nobody was alive at that point.
Wow, talk about old.
No kidding. And the best part is that for 14 billion years of events, there has only been 60 years of alien research. I may be stating the obvious here, but that certainly is not enough time to base alien existence off of. However, in these short 60 years, it seems scientists have come a long ways in finding aliens, which is a very promising sign.
Well, you're bringing up some really intriguing and meaningful points, but how does the size and age of the universe guarantee alien life? I'm not exactly seeing the correlation there.
Well, the universe features trillions of habitable planets because of how old the universe is. These planets didn't magically appear, they were created over time. And the universe being large means that there are lots of them. Think of it this way. You're trying to shoot a ball into the box. The smaller the box is, the less chance the ball goes in. The bigger the box is, the greater chance to make the ball in. The larger the universe is, the higher likelihood there is of a planet containing alien life out there.
Well, I suppose I should never question you like that again. So, you seem extremely convinced that aliens exist. Has this always been the case for you? Have you ever doubted alien existence, or did you just not care about it when you were younger?
This may be a shocker, but growing up, I actually thought the idea of aliens was dumb. Anytime I hear someone talk about aliens, my mom would instantly say, "Aliens are fake. These people are stupid. Why would they even talk about them? And it's just a waste of their time." I never in 1 million years pictured myself caring about aliens, but let me tell you, research on them has changed my life completely.
I never would have guessed that. I'm sure you've had to deal with many non-believers in your life. So how exactly do you respond to those people who were similar to you as a young kid?
In all seriousness, I can relate to them still. I understand where they're coming from and what they are thinking. I try to show them the facts and change their mind, of course, but I can't blame them for not believing in aliens. I always try my best to amaze people and blow people away with facts, but some people are literally impossible to change, which is alright with me.
So has anyone ever been such a strong non-believer that they were hostile towards you?
Actually, yes, all the time. One event that happened that sticks out to me was when a group of people grabbed and dragged me to a private spot. They actually offered to let me go as long as I stopped talking about aliens, which had me shook that they cared so this much, but I wasn't ready to even back down. Nothing bad happened from it, and that same night I actually took the same group out to supper so we could talk it over.
How in the world did you do that?
I just told them that wasn't worth their time, and I'll pay them if they take me somewhere. True story, believe it or not.
So, who were these people?
As a man of my word, I'm going to keep their identities a secret. I believe we're a bit off topic. Is there anything else you'd like to ask me before I go?
I understand. Going back to your show, it seems like you had to put a lot of thought into what aliens look like and how they live, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Also, in your show, do the aliens look like the stereotypical aliens that you see or in other shows and movies?
Absolutely not. Aliens portrayed in media are not at all like the ones that would actually exist. They would resemble their planet and its conditions. I actually hate watching other alien shows now just for this fact. They got the total wrong idea on their looks.
Well, thanks for joining me, and thanks for listening. I care so much about your support. Hope you listen to my next podcast. I wanted to thank all of my supporters again for buying my merch. If you haven't yet, go out and check the link in the description and get your own. The merch ranges from phone cases to shirts with high-quality materials. All of this is extremely low prices, so don't be shy to buy. Thanks again!